Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now. It is Fan After Dark on a Thursday here on the program. The text messages, you guys have been kind of quiet tonight. I don't know if that's an indictment on us. I don't know if that's you guys are just so engrossed in everything that's going on. Now, it is a Thursday night, and you've got two teams with decent fan bases, right? I mean, Charger fans are out there, and Viking fans. There's a ton of Viking fans. I don't care what part of the country you're in. You will find Skull Nation out there. So, Blake, I was just suggesting to the suggestible listener that maybe it's because of the Thursday night game and the fact that you have two decent teams playing tonight, and that might be why the text lines aren't as robust.
No, they just don't like us anymore.
A lot of high school ball as well.
You know what? See, there is that too. So you got Thursday night football.
And it was impromptu. People running around. Yeah, absolutely. The games all of a sudden.
Off the cuff. So I am going
radios
to chalk it up.
Radios are out there yelling at
that.
Their kids. Yeah, get ready. Get your head in the game.
That's it.
I think I'd more refer to the Vikings fan base as more of a plague than a fan base. They just kind of spread where you don't want them to be.
Wow. Tell you what, you and my boy Mike Babbo would definitely get along because he loathes Minnesota Viking fans.
All right, I've had enough of you guys yapping. Let's get into quizzing these gentlemen.
To participate in the show.
Let's get into quizzing these gentlemen. Kevin, roll the intro. Ring the bell.
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. It's kind of redundant.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
I will say W for us finding that clip of, what was that? What movie is that from at the end that we play about the extra credit, the girl talking? Remember we did the little clip finding? Shout out to us.
That was many moons ago.
That was many moons ago that we did.
Was that 30 Rock?
I don't know. But W for us because it's a great clip. Okay, let's get it started, ladies and gentlemen. This quiz is inspired by Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. So the topic today is sports gambling, and poker.
Okay.
And for all the Tolos at home who are wondering how this game will be played today, I'm going to read a question, or Fred's going to read a question. Fred doesn't have the answers. I guess I could send it to him.
I've got nothing.
I'll send them to you.
By the way, from the 214, Fred Davis, you will rue the day if you keep talking about these Chargers.
Uh-oh.
Rue what? Wait, all the AFC West save one?
Chiefs fans.
Yeah, right.
Chiefs
fans
are
insufferable. Yeah, right. Find your own city. How about that?
That's decent. That's a decent roast. I like that better than the first one. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
I sent you the quiz.
Oh, because we keep winning? I'm sorry.
I sent you the quiz. First question. Oh, it's popcorn. Is that how to say it? Popcorn? I'm going to read out the question.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to answer is just going to answer. We're not going by turn, so.
What do we need them to say?
The answer.
So we don't have like a buzzer or
maybe
anything?
Like a bang on the
head. Okay, you know what? We're all going to come up with our buzzer right now. What's your buzzer?
D.
D, okay.
A, I'll let another letter. A.
Kevin, you want to go with a letter?
How dare you put Jet Nelson on the spot like that?
I'm going to go with J because it's a quick letter.
Okay. Can we just say,
I went D because degenerate.
You know what? Just say your names. Okay. Let's just make it a lot easier.
That's
okay?
A little weird, but all right.
Just say your name. Say
Can
your
I
name.
Say Kevin's
weird?
Name.
By Settlement Road.
First question. Let's see who's really hot and ready and who's going to be a bystander in this trivia. Which NFL coach was caught on camera at a casino during his team's bye week, sparking headlines?
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Urban Meyer.
Wow.
That is correct.
Wow. Urban right Meyer. Out the gate.
Urban Meyer is the correct
right
answer.
Off the gate.
Kevin's ears perk up when I said his name.
Yeah, okay. So I was like, wait, what?
All right, so I'm going to keep scores. We got Jake.
I got it over here.
Jet. You gotcha. Know what? Just let me go ahead and do it. Okay. Just one thing at a time.
To make
okay?
sure it's right.
Okay. Just trying to help, I'm just trying to help you out.
You want to read the next question?
Fries in the bag question, okay. Boy.
All right, Jake with the first one. All right, in Texas Hold'em, what's the probability of being dealt pocket aces? 1 in 100, 1 in 121, 1 in 221, or 1 in 302?
Jake, 1 in 121.
1 in 121?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I'm going to go with option D.
1 in 302?
Yep.
That's incorrect.
I was going to go in the middle, 221.
221!
Jake! There we go!
Now, that said, that
process
said,
of elimination.
I forgot. Jake gets 2 points because he answered that question without any options.
That is
so
true.
So, kudos to you. So, all right. So, 2-1 nothing is the score right now.
In poker, what hand beats a straight?
Jacob.
Yes, sir?
Flush.
Damn.
That is correct.
He is the degenerate one, ladies and gentlemen.
That is true.
He is 4-1-0. One.
Okay.
4-1-0. Okay. What's it called when a gambler bets on both sides of a game to guarantee profit? Okay.
Answer choices.
Jake, covering your losses.
I will say, okay, we have to say in the guessing, once you guess once, you're out for that round.
Duh.
Okay. Right. Oh, you cover the losses?
Jake, get the hell out of here.
You know, I guess without the
yeah, you're done.
Guess.
You're done. You'll get double dip. You'll get double dip. Okay. You'll get double dip. Okay. Get your mind right. You're up 4-1 anyway. Shut up. All right. Chasing.
Leave the room.
Tilt. Arbitrage. Or hedging the spread.
Kevin, I'm going to go with chasing.
Incorrect.
Jet. Tilt.
Incorrect.
It's D.
It's D.
Incorrect.
All three of you. I should take a point from all three of you.
Take a point
it's
from
C.
That.
Arbitrage. Betting takes advantage of odds differences across.
I've never heard of that.
That's crazy because I did that all the time.
It's a good movie too, by the way.
I've never heard of it.
Good movie with Richard Gere, by the way. Hmm. So
here we go.
For what it's worth.
In Texas Hold'em, how many community cards are on the table by the end of a hand?
Jake, 5.
Wow. Christmas.
Good. We had no
That's
chance.
What he does.
God, you sick bastard, you. Yes, the flop, which
flop
is 3.
Turn river.
Okay, that's enough, out of you.
That's enough.
Why even, why,
that's
why'd you
literally what
this?
It says right there.
That's literally what it says. That's literally what it says.
6-1-0.
Okay, what's a bad beat?
Jake, when you barely miss a bet? I mean, is it like a number?
I was going to say, what, like...
Are we giving it to him?
I can give you a definition or an example. I mean, an example.
Yeah.
I took Josh Allen 2 weeks ago to get 213 passing yards, and he had 212. That's a bad beat for you.
One leg of your parlay doesn't hit.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys all to
when the team has the spread and loses it with less than 2 minutes in the game.
Y'all are all in the right
round. Okay, you know what?
All three of y'all in the right
round. We'll give you all three a point just because you guys are getting your ass kicked. Jet's answer was the best. It was the best. Losing a hand, you were heavily favored to win.
Y'all are all in the right space.
I'll tell you what, we're giving it to Jet.
There we go.
We're giving it to Jet. All right, so 6-2-0. Kevin, we need you to score a point.
All right.
This is your one right here. Which NBA star once lost an estimated $10 million during gambling during his basketball career?
Answer choices.
Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm going to go with Jordan.
Hey! Khaki Kev is on the board. Good job. I have a feeling that Degenerate Jake just chose not to answer that round.
I also have that feeling.
I looked around.
Stayed eerily quiet, especially for a guy from his hometown, I was like, okay, I see what he's doing here. All right, number 8. In roulette, what are your odds of winning on red or black?
An American wheel.
Jet. one out of like 34?
We're looking for a percentage.
That's
mm-hmm. Well, one out of 34 is definitely not right.
46%.
I wish.
No comment. Anybody else?
Jake, 45.
Okay. Kevin?
I guess I can't ask for answer choices because they both guess without.
Yeah, go ahead and throw your name in there.
I'll give you a hint. They're
whoever's
the
closest
realm.
Will win.
Yeah,
we'll give it to whoever's closest.
45. I'd go 47%.
Kevin
won!
Don't call it a comeback, Khaki Kev. The correct answer was 47.4. Price is Right-ish of you to just go right above what Mr. Jet Nelson said.
But shout out to Jet setting the standard at 46.
Yeah,
right
after yeah. Way to get things. Yeah. I mean, first it was 1 in 34, which that was out of nowhere, but I like the way you rebounded off that. So, okay. Number nine.
Who holds the record for the most WSOP bracelets?
World Series of Poker.
World Series, also known as the World Series of Poker.
I need answer choices.
Yeah, answer choices.
Fred, you want to read them?
Let's go with option A, Phil Ivey. Yeah, Gavin Dawson not on this list.
But our favorite poker player here at 105.3 The Fan. All right, number A, Phil Ivey. B, Daniel Negreanu. C,
Jake B.
Wrong.
I used to watch his videos all the time too.
C, Doyle Brunson, or D, Phil Hellmuth.
I'm gonna go with
Hellmuth.
I'm gonna go with D.
I was gonna go C, Brunson.
D is the correct answer. It's our boy
Khaki
Phil.
Kevin, just with the rally of all rallies right now, he's cut Jake's lead in half.
What, 7-3-2?
Phil Hellmuth is the biggest crash out in poker.
No,
in the
6-3-2. 6-3-2.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. 6-3-2. All right. In sports betting, what does plus 200 odds mean?
We need exact wordage. Pretty much, they all start with the same thing, like bet what
Jake,
to win what.
Bet 200 to win 100.
Incorrect.
Plus 200, bet a dollar to win.
Incorrect.
You're wrong.
It's got to be something with the odds then. Well,
do you want us to give you the answer? Bet 100, or do you want
to bet 100 to win 200.
I don't know. Jet, he's already out.
You have plus... You win $200 by placing, I would think the same thing, $100.
Let's go, Jet Nelson!
I said the same thing, just differently.
Come on, Jet.
Okay, hey, it's 6-3-3, and we've got a few minutes left and roughly 10 questions. We'll have to start rapid firing here. Jake, can he hold on? What is the nickname for pocket aces in poker?
Jake, pocket rockets.
Good. Okay. My man decided that enough was enough.
He saw his lead.
He decided that enough was enough. If you bet $50 at minus 110 odds, how much profit?
Now we're getting at the real spicy
Jet,
stuff.
Jet, 65.
Nope.
Jet, what the mean answer, but that's incorrect.
$50 at plus 110?
$50 at minus 110.
How much profit?
$15.
Incorrect.
We go 55.
Incorrect.
All you guys are wrong. The correct answer was $45.45.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Number 13. Which city hosts the World Series of Poker main event?
Answer choices for me.
Come on, boys.
Jake, Vegas.
We know the
Jake, Vegas. My God, guys.
Oh. It's Vegas.
What are we doing?
Fair.
What are we doing?
What's the score now? I'm having trouble keeping up with Jake's.
Jake's pretty much.
Was it 11-3-3?
He let everybody kind of play around for a little bit.
Okay.
He's now up 9-3-3.
In betting, what does the juice or VIG mean?
The VIG?
I wanted to make sure I was saying that right. Anybody?
I have no idea.
The cash.
You want the answer choices?
Yeah.
Total bet size. Total bet size. Bookmaker's commission, underdog payout, or push result?
I'm going to go with C.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go A.
Incorrect.
I think I jumped to my answer, but I think you had it. The total cash pot.
You got total bet size, bookmaker's
total
commission.
Total bet size. There you go.
Nope. Well, that's he's already said that's it, so you weren't. Yeah. So, ain't wrong on all three accounts.
Great minds, Jet.
When one of them gets it wrong, they all get
seriously.
It wrong.
The answer we were looking for is bookmaker's commission. Mm. Bookmaker's commission. Which poker hand ranks the highest?
Jake, pocket aces.
Incorrect.
Mm. Oh, poker
Royal
hand.
Flush. Royal
poker
Flush.
Let's go, Jet Nelson!
There we go.
That's a two-pointer, too.
Okay, J. Jet. That's you're a down two-pointer. Four.
All right.
You're down four. All right, here we go. What's it called when a player keeps betting to recover losses?
Jake, degenerate. Tilting.
Incorrect.
Mm.
At least that's not what it says
here. Yeah, wrong.
I said degenerate. Just throwing it out there.
This guy's doing the latest.
Do you want to guess, or do you just want to say names, or do you want to go ahead and read? I'll tell you what, let's read it, because you guys need all the help you can get. A, bankroll management. B, chasing losses. C, fading the public. Or D, doubling down.
I'm going to go
B. B, that's what I thought, chasing losses.
They kind of all said it at the same time. Let's give it to Jet Nelson. Why not?
Why not? All right, Jet's down three.
Okay.
Jets down three.
Here we go. This one you're going to have to be fast on, because I think all of y'all are going to know the answer. What is the minimum number of players you need to play a game of Texas Hold'em?
Jake, two.
Mm. Correct.
Cancel Christmas,
heads
boys.
Up.
Christmas. Cancel Christmas. That's a wrap. who won the Super Bowl in 2024?
Jake. Eagles.
Incorrect!
I know. I didn't want to give Fred the satisfaction.
Wait. Oh, Chiefs.
Hey! Didn't even need help with that. All right, here we go.
I got more questions as well.
All right, it's 11 to 8 to 3. Khaki, we need you to just answer something that nobody knows the answer to. And
Jet, let's just stay quiet on this one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, I'm rooting for Jet.
Okay, here we go. What's fading the public in sports betting?
Going against.
Kevin? Go ahead.
I'll do it. Going up. Going up against a heavy favorite.
Okay, let's see what Kevin says. We'll see who's closer.
I've already been given some gifts.
It's when the majority of the bets are on one team and you go against that team.
Okay, what are your thoughts, Kevin? How would you?
Literally just what Jacob said.
No. Yeah. Give it. We're going to give whoever had the best answer.
Okay, if 73% of the public is taking a team, you go against that 73% and take the other team. Or spread.
That's it.
No points allowed.
That's okay. It. I'm gonna go ahead and give Kevin two just for bleeps and grins.
Love that.
All right, here we go. Number last and certainly not least, if either one of you two can win, get this answer right.
Set this one out, Jake. This is for second place right here.
This is for second place.
Okay. If they don't get it right, can I jump in?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the term here we go.
Foe.
What's the term for a poker player who calls too much and rarely folds?
Great question.
I need answer choices.
Yeah, I'll take them too.
Shark, grinder, calling station, or rock?
I'm going to go with grinder.
I'm going to go rock.
Shark.
Good rock choice, over Kevin. There.
I'm going to go grinder. No, it's not right. It's not right.
Okay. Kevin, that's incorrect. It's troubling that's your first answer.
Yeah, shark.
What did you say?
Rock.
Shark.
Being a grinder, rock.
You said shark?
Shark.
All three of you are horribly wrong. Calling station.
What?
Look, I'm just... If it's ChatGPT, boys, has to be right. Okay, do you guys have your top five ready? Here we go. Coming up next, in honor of Chauncey Billups and his underground poker game, top five underground games you would hold. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't hear a word you just said.
Buddy. Jacob made a joke that we're like G-Bag because there's five of us.
There is five of us here.
So I said, say yeah, buddy, and bring us back like we're G-Bag.
I had my headphones in, though, so I wasn't.
Okay, try it again. Act like the show just started.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back into the show. See, I don't like being asked to do...
I can tell.
Anything, really.
I thought you were an actor, though.
I entertain on my own.
Okay. You like being told to do things.
I don't.
Like being asked. Oh, is it
told,
just,
asked, it, none of it.
The same to you?
It's more of Fred just kind of operates spontaneously.
So who do you think you can impersonate the best in at the station? I feel like Gavin's easy because he has a lot of Gavin one-liners.
Yeah, I mean,
if you see me, beer me.
Yeah, oh, Gavin. I mean, hands down, Gavin.
And A, of course.
And I don't. Let's call it what it is. I listen to G-Bag more than any other show.
Yeah, they're right before us.
So are they? I didn't know that. I appreciate you telling me that.
Could you do anybody on the morning show if you had to? I'm not saying do it for the whole segment. I'm just saying.
No.
I mean, he sounds like Choppy.
I was
going
to say, I mean, people are going to tell you that I sound like RJ, so.
Look at you calling him RJ. Y'all are already buddies. Sound like RJ.
What should I call him?
Chop. Yeah. Chopster. RJ.
Chopster?
I call him Chopster.
You've never called him Chopster.
I don't think he knows that, but I call him Chopster.
I've never heard you refer to him as Chopster in the year that we've been on the air.
I did at Sean's house. I said, what's up, Chopster? He was also drinking, so I don't know if he heard me. But I said Chopster to his face.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Chopster the other day.
Well, how'd y'all's combo go?
You won't believe
go?
It, guys.
How'd y'all's combo go?
Oh, I've never had it. Don't look at me. I guess I shouldn't have pointed fingers.
Can Jet stay the whole show?
I'll tell you what, that is legendary Jet Nelson right there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get right down to business. We're doing a top five tonight, bringing it back. Why? Because we can. And we've had a good run of top fives here recently. We did one the other day. What was it? Oh, top five. I text our boy Damon today, by the way. Let him know.
Thank you. Did you tell him we're going to send him a video?
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't tell him any of that, but I just said, let's connect next time you're in town. So.
Well, tell him we'll send him. We're going to do a video.
You know what? I've already texted him.
We'll send him another
one. We'll double back. Yeah, not twice in the same day. All right. So we did top five.
I think he'd be appreciative of it.
He hearted the message.
Oh, did he respond?
He hearted it.
Did he respond with words?
No.
Okay, then.
What's he supposed to say? You're welcome?
Yeah.
He hearted it.
Yeah. We'll just say, hey, we're going to do a little PR video for you on our Instagram. Oh, appreciate you guys.
Didn't we already do one?
I took a picture. Yeah, we videoed it. Have you seen it posted anywhere?
Send it to him.
Okay, that's my point. Let him know that it's coming. So, they're very appreciative.
Just send it, post it, and then we'll send it. How about that?
Okay.
With it already being posted.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Anyway, what was your number one? What was your number one thing, that top kit that you wanted?
My number one what?
What was your top little care package that you wanted? Who's your number one?
Oh, Trust God, Bro.
Trust God, Bro. I couldn't remember what it was. Okay, in honor of Chauncey Billups and his
legendary run.
I mean, he's been doing this for like 6-7 years.
Shout out to the glasses. Shout out to Khaki Kev sending us that video. Those glasses are insane. That you can just see through the cards.
That's
an automatic win. You can be drunk, not paying attention. Obviously, if you see all the cards, there's nothing else to do.
Gavin made a great point during the crosstalk. How did nobody else pick up on that? Like, I'm losing constantly.
He wears glasses every time.
Seriously. Like, I'm losing constantly.
Do you think he threw some games then? Like, doesn't win every time to throw people off? Like, oh, I lost. Because if you win every single time
you definitely can't win every single time. But they said, I just read a thing during one of the breaks. It said the mafia was paying him to get people to come to the game.
Maybe it was new people each time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, either way. And now you're starting to see, and Blake, you mentioned this earlier in the show. Now you're starting to see tweets and videos from people over the last few years who have brought up instances where it was like, boy, this is awfully fishy. Yeah. I was watching one during the break where somebody, a guy in Boston was talking about how they were up by 8. Game's over. Celtics over the Trailblazers. There's like 10 seconds left, and the Trailblazers foul the guy twice and need free throws. And, of course, they make them both, boom, and the spread. If you took the Celtics, whatever, you didn't win or something like that, and people were pissed off because they lost their bet. So, anyway, that being said, top five games you would run underground.
In your basement,
in a shed.
Yeah.
Although, I think here in Dallas, not a lot of people have basements, correct? So you'd have to run it, like, in a shed or your garage.
If you have a basement in Texas, does that mean you're rich?
I don't know that it means you're rich, or it just means your house is really, really old.
I think they have basements in San Antonio, because there's a lot of hills, and people have their houses built on a hill, you know?
Yeah.
Would that make it a basement, or would that make it just like a bi-level house?
A bunker.
I guess it'd be like a three-story house, and your bottom level would be just your bottom level, and then you'd have an upstairs, you know?
There's nothing quite like a basement.
No, there's not. There's
don't mark like that. That could be out of context terribly.
Take whatever you want.
There's nothing quite like a basement.
No, there's not. Look, if you grew up in the Midwest or if you grew up in the Northeast and you lived in a house that had basements or it was normal to have basements, that's where you partied back in the day.
We should get Jacob Ray on. Or not Jacob Ray. We should get
I'm already on there.
Hey, Jacob Ray. Well, man, he's got
let me tell you guys about my basement in Illinois. So we finished it when I was 7. A carpet, a big TV.
Yeah. And then you moved, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sadly. I got to win his first Blackhawk Stanley Cup in that basement.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Like, family rooms, you went down to the basement. Dude, I'm telling you, basements.
We had a basement in Virginia when I moved out there. There you go. A party.
Exactly.
It was great.
Did you have a basement that opened to the outside?
No.
Like, did you have a sliding door?
No.
No, ours was underground, too.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's
you had to walk down the stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might have had a little storm window that you can kind of see out, you know? Yeah. Like, the little, that's a basement.
We're really underground.
Yeah, that's bunker level. That's, you know.
Legendary part.
Tornadoes hit. Hey. We're downstairs.
We're good.
Get your ass downstairs. All right,
bring back
top
basements.
Five games that I would run underground. Number five.
So why can't Texas have basements? Why is that a Midwest
thing? I think it has
something
to do with the
ordinance?
The ground. No, it's
H-O-A.
The ground. I think it's just the way the earth
the soil?
Is here. Yeah.
Wow.
877-881-1053. If you are a developer, builder, or know more than the five of us do as to why you can't have basements here in Texas, let us know.
Is it you can't have them or it's just not reasonable?
It's because of the way the land is. Like, I know, like I said, so when I was in Beaumont back in the day, there was a house that had a basement, but it was very small and the house was like 100 years old.
You know what I just realized? I had my headphones really high up and I do that a bunch.
Yeah.
So it makes Fred even louder. And then I think I have to say things just as loud as Fred.
Yeah.
And I just turned it down and I'm like, can talk at a normal tone, right?
Texas homes typically do not have basements due to two main reasons: expansive clay soil and high water tables.
There you go.
What is a high water table?
Right on. Like, I mean, do you want to just do the rest of the segment on basements here in Texas?
I have
top five reasons you can't have a basement here in Texas. Number five, high water tables.
What are high water tables?
Again, I don't know.
These are the questions I have.
Okay, well, I'm sure somebody will text in.
Will they?
Okay. Yeah, I bet
they've
you know
been kind
what?
Of quiet tonight.
Started texting when I asked them to.
I might just be out on my own, not knowing
you know what
high water
Richie from Ennis said he loved the show. We had somebody else text in, hey, I just got done officiating a football game. So, you know, people are listening just because they're not busy. They're too busy to text, but they're listening to the program.
Aaron Gordon, 7 of 7 from the 3-point line.
I mean, come on,
half.
Seriously, wow. It's going. It's what a start.
Are they
what a start.
It's a tied most for any player ever
in the first half without
like
a miss.
Okay, from the 972, the issue with land in West Texas, it is soft dirt, so it can easily shift.
And that's only a problem in Texas? Nowhere else in the United States.
I mean, are you trying to build?
I mean, there's probably places you can't have a basement other than Texas.
Yeah. Well, he said the issue with land in West Texas.
Okay, do you want to know about Idaho, too? I mean,
I'm just trying to figure out if Texas is an isolated thing where everyone else is at basement.
I don't think Blake has a top five.
I have a top five!
You know what? I'm starting to pick up what you're putting down. It sure feels like it. Number five, go fish. Okay? Go fish.
Like the card game?
You heard me.
Why do you need it underground?
Why not?
How much you betting?
Because we're putting dirty money on it, okay? You don't know what kind of people I run with.
Okay.
All right, go fish is my number five.
Okay.
Well, just do it. Let's do clockwise.
My number five is a Fight Club.
Nice. Ooh.
That was where my brain went first.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. We can't talk about it, though.
No, we can't.
By the way, have you seen the movie, Fight Club?
I might have seen it.
There's no might have.
I might have
no,
seen it.
No, you haven't.
It's
a top five movie.
I might have been on the background one day.
No, you didn't.
Might have been
on the background. No, you didn't, because you don't might have seen Fight Club.
It might have been on in the background.
No, you're full of you know what. Have you seen Fight Club?
Yes, sir.
Khaki?
Okay,
that's a hard no. That's a hard no. You've either seen Fight Club or you haven't. There's no in between. So Blake and Khaki have not seen Fight Club.
I don't know if I have.
You haven't.
No, I haven't.
Brad Pitt?
You haven't. Ed Norton?
Show me a movie scene. If you show me a scene, I can go there. I don't know names, movies, actors, but if you show me
What's the first rule of Fight Club? That's literally the most iconic line of the movie. What's the first line of Fight Club?
I don't know.
The first rule.
You don't
talk about it.
I've heard that quote, but I don't know if I've seen the movie.
You haven't.
Okay.
You haven't. You have it.
Good conversation.
Fun fact, did you know the meatloaf from that movie?
Yes.
He went to UNT.
Oh! 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
So did Dr. Phil.
Phil McGraw?
Yeah, he's our most famous alum.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, we also had Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Do you think Dr. Phil is more famous than meatloaf?
And
Joe Mean Green?
Joe Mean Green also.
I think it's Mean Joe Green.
I don't know who that is.
Mean Joe Green.
I think yeah, sorry. Mean Joe Green was the answer.
I would say he's probably the most famous person.
Mean Joe Green? No.
You think no. Dr. Phillips?
More people, way more people know who Stone Cold Steve Austin than me. I would argue Stone Cold might be.
I mean, we got three top dogs.
I mean, you got. I mean, that's a fine group of alumni right there. You can't go wrong with that.
Is it for Kansas? I know y'all have good sports
also
players.
Also, Eli Young,
Wilt Chamberlain.
Anybody else?
I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know. Dr. Fred Davis. I don't know.
Interesting. Looks like we got him on the alumni. Kevin?
Oh, Paul Rudd. Does that count?
No, nobody.
Yeah, no, they definitely got a speed.
What do you mean? What do you Paul mean? Rudd? Paul Rudd? Are you going to sit there Paul and question Rudd. Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd has like a 5-year run, 10-year run, but he's not a legendary actor. When we're 100 years from now, we're not talking about Paul Rudd being Ant-Man, bro. Come on.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong, Ant-Man because this great. Is Google AI. Paul Pierce, Jordy Nelson, Jacques Del Rio.
Yeah, well, okay, see, that's why you can't trust AI.
So these are wrong.
Who's the first guy you said? Paul Pierce is a KU grad, but Jordy Nelson went to K-State. Ooh. That's why you can't trust AI.
So you're going
AI,
Paul man. Pierce, Jordy Wilt Nelson. Chamberlain,
yeah.
And who else is your third stone for your Kansas alumni? Because right now, UNT's got you beat, and I don't... Kind of surprised you're letting that slide.
I mean, I don't know because I don't really think of like, I don't know of any famous people.
And Lecrae went to UNT.
Who?
Bob Doyle.
Biggest Christian rapper ever, Doyle. Lecrae.
Oh.
Most popular Christian rapper of all time.
I thought you were talking about Kid LaCroix.
Is he?
Yeah. What do you mean? Is he? Have you heard of any other Christian rapper in your life?
Rachel, have you heard of any Christian rappers?
Lecrae, he's very popular.
I wouldn't know Lecrae if he
You've
came.
You've never even heard that name before, Lecrae.
I haven't.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
I mean, why would I know of Christian rap? I mean,
because
no offense
popular.
To Christian rap, but.
He's popular.
Yeah, if you like Christian rap.
No. He's Would you agree, Kevin? He supersedes, if you're in the Christian rap scene, of course.
Yeah.
But most people have heard of the name Lecrae, whether they're making fun of it, liking it, whatever. He's a pretty well-known name.
What's he like, the Christian version of Logic?
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy because I don't even know who you're really talking about.
Kevin, just
I'm
lie.
Sorry.
Just
I'm not
lie.
Gonna lie. I don't
We're
lie.
We're talking about our alumni, and you're over here talking about, I don't know who that is.
877-881-1053. Let us know if you know who Lecrae is.
Also,
let's get him on the show.
And band,
Eli
show. Young band from UNT.
Let's get him on the show.
Pentatonix went to Arlington Martin, if y'all know who that is.
If y'all know who Mark Phillips is, he went to UNT
for a
little
bit. That's a great guy.
Who's Mark Phillips?
A very popular YouTuber.
Okay.
Does a bunch of the skits.
NBA skits.
NBA skits. Like how LeBron is in the locker room and he's got all his friends doing it.
Okay.
UNT grad.
Gotcha.
Man, I think we got y'all beat.
I mean, we have no sports to hang your head on.
Hey,
I mean, sure.
Go ahead. Whatever. Hey, whatever.
I mean,
whatever dagger you need to throw to cope.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't go around. Oh, who's my famous alumni?
That's a pretty important part. Yeah.
I mean,
famous alumni.
We've only got the greatest basketball program of all time. Number five.
Trevor Beck said he could get Lecrae on the show.
Lacroix? It's Lecrae. It's not the drink.
I was gonna say what?
It's not the drink. It's
I'm just
LaCroix.
Reading what was texted.
Not
be careful
LaCroix.
Because you know the guy that you know the dude that came up with Lacroix was arrested or charged with sexual harassment. He would grope his pilots. So
wow.
Take that for what it's
just
worth.
Just texting what
was
I
lady
just
pilots?
Read what I text.
No.
Oh boy.
Womp womp.
The nosebleeds went to UNT. Come on.
Duh. Hello.
The alumni.
Hello. What's your number five, by the
dude,
way?
We're at 36. Just
well,
do it.
Just give us your number five.
CTE AA meeting.
Wow.
I'm being for real. That's
wow.
What I wrote down.
Wow. That's
for all the athletes that have CTE, we're gonna meet
underground.
And obviously the NFL.
They probably won't remember where it's at. What's your
not
number five?
That.
Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Extra funny, extra intense.
I like it.
Extra intense.
Who better to lead an underground Cards of Humanity game than Jet
we're
Nelson?
We're allowing cuss words.
There will be a few curse words. All right, what's yours? Number five.
Sports Insider Betting Ring.
We can get together and just be honest about who we are, guys.
So you got all the insiders that are betting, and
so
nobody can report it.
They're already doing shady stuff, but now we've got to place results to me.
Nobody can report it because all the reporters are in the betting ring.
Yeah, phones left at the door.
It's like a shady fight club. All right, we may or may not get to the final four. Last segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where? I'm clinging to his prayers, and every breath is like a battle. I feel like I ain't come prepared. And death's knocking on your thoughts, Fred. Pain's creeping through the back. Fear's crawling through the windows, waiting for him to attack. They say don't get better, get better. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I will say, I asked Kevin to play this song, Bouncing Back. Kevin said, as long as there's no cuss words.
I mean, he's a Christian rapper, so I would hope.
It's out of habit, okay?
That's part of his shtick, so.
Been burned once.
Okay, I asked ChatGPT to compare the two alumni, and it says that y'all's most popular are Wilt Chamberlain, Paul Pierce, Joel Embiid, and John Riggins.
Yeah, all athletes.
For UNT, Mean Joe Green, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Jalen Darden, UNT grad.
Okay.
I think we're on top. Just wanted to put that out there.
Who is Jalen Darden? I mean, Wilt, he spent time with Tom Brady. No big deal.
Wilt Chamberlain's bigger than all the people you just named, but.
Stone Cold Steve Austin? No, he's not.
Oh, absolutely.
Give me Stone Cold.
I'll take Wilt Chamberlain.
Better celebration. Well, I mean,
Wilt Chamberlain was transcendent. So.
So was Stone Cold.
No, he wasn't.
He's got celebrations after him. I mean,
he's got Sellies after
him. He does. That's great. Yeah. That's
T-shirts
great.
T-shirts after
yeah,
Wilt, him.
Yeah, they had to change a sport because of Wilt Chamberlain. So, nice try.
You got one guy. Give us another.
I mean, you're over there talking about, I've said something I shouldn't have, about Mr. What's-his-face?
Jalen Darden. Played with Tom Brady, only the greatest quarterback ever. Put some respect on his name.
Unbelievable. All right, number four, checkers.
You got to explain the list.
Top five underground games and or things that we would hold if we had the opportunity to do so.
And also,
and maybe somebody's already doing these.
Everyone on the text line knew who Lecrae was, by the way.
Great.
Well, you said, why am I supposed to know that? Nobody knows who that is. And I asked, and everyone knew.
Well, and that's fine. I still don't know. I mean, great. He's a Christian rapper.
Von Erich. That's another one.
Oh, that's true.
UNT. The movie that they shot, Iron Claw, was filmed in Denton.
Play him something off Church Clothes.
I can do that.
But, I mean, I've heard enough. I don't.
Well, no,
that.
I'm not saying I'm a fan and I listen to it. It's just he's well known. That's all I was saying.
Well, and that's fine. I mean, great.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from him. I've never heard of him until tonight.
Yeah. And I'm disappointed.
And now I've heard.
You know so much culture and so many music and artists.
Again, he's a Christian rapper, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not just in the Christian rap lane. There's country singers that you don't listen to that you know who they are. Do you listen to Morgan Wallen every day? You know who he is?
Okay, Morgan Wallen is bigger than Lecrae.
Duh. I'm just saying, there's people that are, even if you're not in that genre of listening, you're like, it's Christian rap. So
okay,
has Lecrae
been on Saturday Night Live?
Might have.
No, he hasn't.
He's been on some, how would you
Morgan
know?
Whalen has. Like, comparing Whalen. Lecrae to Morgan Whalen is, but
not.
You just did. No, you just did. You just did.
Okay, you're not listening.
No, I am listening, but
ramble.
that's a bad example. Like, Morgan Whalen is all over the place. A Christian rapper named Lecrae's not, period.
Lecrae has been around since, like, 2009. I bet you 90% of people on the text line know who he is.
Okay, great. And for 16 years, I've never heard of the guy.
And you're wrong.
Well, I don't care. I could care less. I don't listen to Christian rap.
You're uneducated.
Because I don't listen to Christian rap?
No, because you don't know who Lecrae is.
I don't care.
Now, if I said, name me a Lecrae song, and you said, Blake, I don't know it, fair. Not even knowing the name? That's not good culture,
Fred. I don't
Fred.
Listen to Christian music.
Neither
so
do I. I just don't know who he is. I don't listen to Christian rap. I don't have one Lecrae song on my phone, nor have listened to him in my off time, but I know who he is.
Okay, so what? So who cares? You're more in tune with it than I am.
You make fun of me every day for not knowing different actors and movies. Yeah. How do you not know this? This is a cultural blah, 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 blah. And I go, I don't know it.
But Lecrae is not, when I mention stuff like Tom Hanks, not knowing Tom Hanks and not knowing Lecrae is night and day different.
But you do stuff under Tom Hanks. It's not always A-list celebrity.
Okay, you got
me. You'll name a C-list celebrity.
I don't
know
Lecrae. And I don't give you a hard time for not knowing a C-list celebrity.
You do. C-list movies. Okay, C-list celebrities.
First of all, I don't mention C-list celebrities.
You mentioned plenty of C-list movies. Don't start.
Name me one.
All of them except for Man on Fire.
Says the guy who didn't even watch any of them.
I watched them. You had one good suggestion, Man on Fire, and I liked it.
You haven't listened to watch any of my other ones? I've been telling you to watch Pulp Fiction forever.
Yeah, everyone says it. Give me one Pulp that people Fiction? Don't say. Everyone, Jet.
Harsh Times.
Okay.
Harsh Times.
I've heard of it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, watch it.
Give me something that I've never heard of that will blow my mind.
You haven't heard it? You hadn't heard of Harsh Times until I told you.
No, I've heard of Harsh Times.
Who's in it?
I don't know. I'm just saying I've heard the name before.
Don't give me that.
Give me a movie that no one else in this room has seen.
King of New York.
You've given me that before.
And you still haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Give me something that's going to knock my socks off, Fred.
How are you going to tell me what hasn't knocked your socks off with the two things I told you haven't even watched yet?
Because I watched one of them.
Yeah, and it was great.
Yeah, but other people have recommended it.
What does that have to do with it?
Give me something niche. Always taking the popular pick. Watch Pulp Fiction. My grandma can say that. She's no longer with us. Come on.
You are the... Don't you have a train to ride? Don't you have some chick to freaking that's got a dead
Real
boyfriend somewhere?
Real low blow.
I don't care. Learn how to ride a train. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what we go to.
That's what we went to.
My number four.
What's your number four? Train riding?
It's now a bad time to tell y'all not to get off the rails.
I got it. Okay, my number four. We're going to have a convention of a bunch of people to try to figure out how movies are all number one in the theater. You know, when you watch a movie theater, number one movie in America. I'm tired of it. So we're going to have a convention underground to shut down the movie advertising business for them all saying they're number one. Jet?
What does that mean?
Hey, do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, get them to stop.
You know when you watch a trailer, the number one movie in America, and I'm like, I'm tired of it. It's misleading.
Who are you gonna have it's join you?
Movie connoisseurs.
So people that don't subscribe to the number one movie in America.
Rotten Tomatoes people. People who like watching movies. You like movies?
I do like movies.
Someone texted at Fred's a bum. I agree. Jet.
I got Uno. I know how to ride a train, though.
What? Uno?
Uno.
Uno can get violent, too.
Why do you keep acting like I was on the train?
You dropped the multiple bus cards.
I can ride a train. I'm not the one on the train. Obviously, because I'm here. Okay, Jet.
Yeah, underground Uno. Like, that could get intense. Multiple plus fours, $2,000 is on the line.
Multiple plus fours. What's the other one? Reverse or?
Flip.
They have a flip now?
Yeah, they're like a draw 20 or something like that, too? And there's something crazy like that? What's the biggest draw?
If you get up there. I think you still have to combine the four.
Well, there's newer ones. Like, the old school is draw 4. Yeah. They have, like, draw 20
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they've changed now. They've made it crazy.
They've got an Uno No Mercy game. If you play that, it's so frustrating. Because there's just... People can take your deck of cards at any given point. You can draw 20. Like, it's crazy. That game is wild.
Someone said Uno is a great underground game. Good job, Jed.
There we go.
Jake, Kevin, y'all's number four?
I went with Stoning Hopscotch. So it's hopscotch, but people can throw rocks at you.
Wow. Good thing we're underground.
A lot of violence.
I didn't even think of that.
No one
does. I don't think anybody did.
How did you think of that so quickly?
I don't think anybody did.
That's right, been on your mind.
We're going to be watching him after the show. Kevin, you're number four.
My number four, Now You See Me, But in Real Life.
Explain.
So just like the movie, Now You See Me, all those kinds of magicians and all those kinds of tricks, but in real life. So you're pulling off actual illegal schemes.
How big is his basement? I think this matters.
No basement required.
Well, how big is the space that all these magic tricks are happening?
Have you ever seen Now You See Me doing bad stuff? I think that's the problem is none of us have seen that movie.
Okay, it's a fantastic movie.
You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay,
it's got the brother, not DiCaprio.
Tell us about it.
They're on stage and they're doing heists and they're doing a magic tricks and while doing a heist,
Fred, I think you'd actually enjoy the movie.
And they're distracting everybody on stage.
Isn't the dude from Social Network in that movie? Yes.
Yeah. It's got the Franco brothers.
They're coming out with the fourth one this year.
Fourth, oh my God.
Yeah, third one. Okay. So I think you'd like
how many different ways, though, can you do that movie? Where you're doing a heist, and apparently they're coming out with Ocean's 14 too.
I did see that.
That's too many.
Fred, I'm gonna watch that.
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
And I'm gonna do a 3B, Yahtzee.
Mm. I love Yahtzee.
Okay. Yahtzee is good fun, and you can put a lot of money on that. Monopoly, I mean, look, if that doesn't teach capitalism and just, you know, all the ills of the world, I don't know what does.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to use both of y'all's answers to make my number 3B.
Okay.
So my 3A is going to be boxing classes, but it's only radio sports host. So that'll be a bunch of radio sports hosts getting together, and we're going to box each other. My 3B, you know the game Battleship, where you have the little board, and you're putting the red stickers?
Yeah, buddy.
But mixing in new guy Jake's, it's people are the battleships. So you got a curtain in between, and you're throwing stones over the curtain.
That's a good one. That's a good one. See, that's a little creativity right there. I like that. I like that. Stoning people. I wrote a short story about that in college. Anyway, continue.
Nice. Number 3, Mario Kart.
I'll tell you what, Jets on a heater right now.
Jets on a heater.
You got 8 people in the basement. Yep. Yeah. Going to the death.
There's some money getting thrown around.
Yeah, I say we include stoning in this one as well.
Yeah. And someone's going to get beat with a controller.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay, like let's be
money on the line.
Someone's getting beat
get with a shell.
Do we
got
a speed race through this?
Yeah, we do. We got a minute.
I'm going to build off of Jet's Birio Kart. So it's where you play Mario Kart, and then as long as you're in the lead, you're drinking. You get the chug while you're drinking until you're not in the lead.
All right, give your 2.
My number 2 is animal fighting. Shout out Mike Vick. And number 1 is oil wrestling.
Wow. This dude's on one. My number 2, concentration. All right, great card game. You can get killed over it. And then number 1, chess. Okay, a guy actually recently did just kill himself over chess, so continue.
My number 2, Mario Kart. It's already been said, a Mario Kart tournament. Shout out to Jet Nelson.
Okay.
My number 1, just a mac and cheese eating competition, where the winner takes home the pot.
I was thinking hot
dogs.
To
the 469, I absolutely just referenced the lottery by Shirley Jackson. Shout out to you. Take us home? Or no, we got 2 people left. Go.
Risk and beer pong.
Love it.
My number 2, high school football betting and MVPs for players that aren't quarterbacks.
That's a long one. ladies and gentlemen, you've been fantastic. To everybody out there tonight, good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.